Wire, Times Square, New York. Now, this is the opposite angle, so I did a 180 degree turn, and you can see more backdrop of what I call American Matrix. And we live in a world of electronic illusion, virtual reality. This is not real. I mean, I'm real. People here are real. Some of them are real, anyway. Most of them really are unreal. They're in what I consider a scientifically induced trance state. They think they're alive and they're cognizant and they're self-aware. But I guarantee you that I could walk up to, 85%, 90% of the people here, and if I was to ask them why they're alive, what is their purpose in life, and what they're doing here, they would be clueless. So those are the most important questions that a person could possibly ask themselves. So why would they not know the answer? Well, the reason for that is they live in the American Matrix, which is a global matrix. They live in virtual reality. And all around me is virtual reality. Giant HD screens bombarding the mind with images of TV shows and news and vacations and products and sexuality and romance. And then embedded behind the sedative-like slowness of the images. See, you can see the pacing of the images in the giant screens all around me. It's hypnotic. These are hypnotics. And they're anchored to what people watch on TV, the music they listen to, but they're hypnotic. If you watch the rhythm of the images, if you watch the content of the images, they're subliminals, they're hypnotic, they have multi-layered messages, and collectively they produce a calming, tranquilizing, sedative-like state, which is the United States of American consciousness. It's a sedative state. It's a scientifically induced mind control state, like Aldous Huxley talked about in Brave New World. And the purpose of it, and probably almost nobody in the thousands of people here, tens of thousands of people here, they wouldn't understand that they're in a system controlled by a scientific elite or a dictatorship, scientific dictatorship, or a technocratic elite. They wouldn't get that. And where does that come from? Well, it comes from ancient Babylon and Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, which is a technological stargate and an interdimensional portal. And there, Nimrod, with his wife Semiramis, constructed a virtual reality religion called Mystery Babylon. And here we are thousands of years later, and Babylon has been reborn. Mystery Babylon, I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, Mystery Babylon, I'm sitting in Mystery Babylon. You're watching me talk to you from Mystery Babylon, a virtual world. And we expose this in our book, Babylon Code, that I co-wrote with author Troy Anderson, a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist. And I say that for this reason. The purpose of the book, The Babylon Code, is to get a message out to millions of people, hopefully with your help by you spreading the word. It's to make people aware. It's to open their consciousness. For what purpose? Well, so that they can become spiritually alive. See, you can't become spiritually alive when you're intellectually dead and your perceptions are dead. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So I ask you a question. Is this truth? It's fun, momentarily. It's an illusion. It's the American Matrix. It's the global matrix. It's Mystery Babylon. And it's hypnotic. It's like being on a ride in Disneyland, except it's a holographic reality. Projected by who, by the way? What's the purpose of this holographic reality? Why the sedative state of consciousness? Why, who who is it that wants people asleep? Who is it that wants people non-aware of the real questions of life? Well, we talk about it in our book, The Babylon Code. It's two tiers of people. Number one, the scientific elite and the technocratic elite. That would go back to the Pharaoh God King system that originated in ancient Babylon, history of Babylon, and then it's reborn in the Book of Revelation. You see, they want the masses asleep because they are the priests. And I know this is hard for some people to grasp, but we document it. They are the priests of Lucifer, the Shining One. And what does the Bible say about Lucifer, the Shining One? Well, listen carefully. It says, he has blinded the minds of the unbelieving that they might not see the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, who has blinded the minds of the unbelieving? Lucifer, the Shining One. He's blinded them with his dazzling light. What is the dazzling light? It's Mystery Babylon. It's the virtual reality that I'm sitting in. It's the American Matrix. It's the HD screens. It's the media industrial entertainment complex that doesn't uncover truth, that doesn't ask questions about truth. It's a sedative. It's a tranquilizer. So what I'm being bathed in an electronic virtual reality which its intent is tranquilization. And tranquilization is a lower level of consciousness. And a lower level of consciousness represents altered consciousness. Do you understand that? A lower level of consciousness represents an altered state of consciousness. What is that? Well, it's induced by sorcery. And where do we read about sorcery? We read about sorcery in the Book of Revelation. Sorcery in the end times. Then we read about the Antichrist and the false prophet. And the false prophet gets the whole world to worship the Antichrist through sorcery, through lying signs and wonders, through calling fire down from heaven, which could be Operation Bluebeam. It could be a staged alien event. I don't know. But go to my website, paulmcguire.us. You can get tons of free information. Pass this YouTube around. You know, when I do my stuff, man, it's just me, a camera. I don't like to travel with a lighting man. I even ask the cameraman to stay away. As a matter of fact, I ask everybody to stay away because it gets in the way. I just like to grab a camera and just, you know, drop in and land someplace and do it. That's where the action is. And I want to remind you of one thing, that this sorcery, this global sorcery, devised by the technocratic elite. Now, what does technocratic elite mean? It comes from the word techne, which comes from the word Wicca, which comes from the word witchcraft, which comes from the concept that a technocratic elite, or a scientific elite, or a pharaoh god-king system that began in Mystery Babylon. Techne means to reconfigure reality with witchcraft-like powers. And when you understand, and this is difficult for people to understand, that sorcery and magic and science are one and the same. You see, they're not separate things. Sadly, through the indoctrination of the educational system, which is designed to shut down the right brain and create compliant citizens happy in the New World Order. Compliant. And right brain thinking is poetry, it's music, it's writing, it's literature, it's thinking outside the box. And that's the best way to describe right brain thinking. It's when you think outside the box, when you can look at the big picture and analyze, and you can say, hey, this is all, you know what, this is all an illusion. Or both parties are lying to me. We're left in the false dichotomy of the Hegelian dialectic, the illusion that there's a choice between the Republicans and the Democrats. And the Republicans and the Democrats are the same party, and they represent the same interests. The compliant mind can't distinguish that. The compliant mind is robotic. It's a sedative. You can be very talented if you're gifted. purpose of getting rid of music and literature and plays and artwork in the school systems. You see, creativity, whether it's music or art or painting pictures or anything that allows your brain to think outside of the box, creates neurological pathways or neurological highways in your brain, which allows you to think at a deeper, more complex level. But the technocratic elite using Wicca or witchcraft or what the Book of Revelation calls sorcery doesn't want you to do that. So they deprive you of educational experiences through social engineering in the school system, and they use things like Common Core. Well, what is Common Core? Common Core is something invented by the United Nations and Julian Huxley. It began in the 1870s. Common Core, and don't email me and complain that there's a siren. Noisy, I can't hear it. Oh yeah, it is noisy. It's a real ambulance. This is real life. I have no intention of editing it. It's raw. It's live. You want a sedative-like tranquility of artificial reality where everything is carefully edited and there's no disruptions, there's no intrusions by sirens and people and stuff, well, then you can turn on your favorite, I'm not knocking all television evangelists, please understand, I'm not knocking all television evangelists, but a lot of them, their primary role is to dumb you down and put you in a sedative-like tranquil state. Not to tell you the truth, so smile and be happy essentially is their theological message. But should one smile and be happy when our society is racing towards destruction? We explore that in the Bible. So, this is it, man. This is Brave New World, right here. This is Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. This is the beginning of the Book of Revelation, as the Apostle John described. So welcome to the American Matrix. I'm Paul McGuire. More info at paulmcguire.us. And I'll catch you in reality. I don't know where you're hanging out, what virtual world, what holographic projection you're living in. But I'm in reality, man, and it's fun. I love reality. Reality is the cutting edge. Reality is the final frontier. Space isn't the final frontier. Reality is the final frontier because nobody lives in it anymore. So why don't you join me, Paul McGuire, in reality?